In the room, we have Charlie Murphy. There are two shows at the Irvine Improv tonight, two shows tomorrow night, one on Sunday. For tickets, go to irvineimprov.com. Are there still tickets available? Okay. So the island questions. This is a series of questions that we conduct so we can kind of get to know you.
Okay.
And give you a chance to joke around.
Okay.
You're going to go live on an exotic island the rest of your life. You can take one kind of candy bar. What's it? What's it going to be?
Cannabis infused.
Anything. I like where your head's at.
Cannabis infused anything.
Yep. Smart man.
You can take one kind of food that you're going to eat for the rest of your life. What will it be?
One kind of food. Wow. It'd have to be fruit, man. I don't get tired of fruit, but all the other food types, I get tired of them. It would have to be fruit. I could live off fruit.
All right.
Wow. I have to have steak.
Yeah, that depresses you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
did you say you're going to be on the island by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, you can eat steak because your farts are going to be smelling. So you eat a steak.
You can take one album. What will it be?
One album.
Mm-hmm.
That would have to be Barry White. Barry White. The one with what was the name of that album? It had my first, my last, my everything.
Oh, you know? So good! Just get greatest hits.
Your greatest hits would probably be the best way to go. Barry White. Yeah.
Quick story. Guy goes into an attorney's office.
That's just in case. I'm supposed to be up by myself, but just in case a chick shows up, I already got the right music.
Yep.
To go with the candy bar.
Yep, guy, she just may.
A guy shows up into an attorney's office, and he puts a cassette tape, and he goes, "That's my music. I'd like you to represent me." And the attorney says, "Well, I need $500 just to start with." Guy goes away, comes back a couple of months later, nickels, dimes, quarters, ones, fives, tens. He's got his $500. It was Barry White.
There you go.
And that attorney represented him his entire career.
There you go.
That's how it's done.
You can take one movie. What will it be?
One movie.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a James Cagney flick.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm top probably of the world, take, Mom.
Yeah, but there was another one he did before that it was better than Top of the World. It was Angels with Dirty Faces.
All right. I would not pick you as a Cagney guy.
Oh, I like all the Cagney's movies, man. I'm a big-time Cagney guy.
All right, so you're on the island, and you need somebody to talk to. Dead or alive, they'll be, of course, alive and in their prime. Somebody you'd like to have conversation with.
Oh, that's how you get a female on the island.
Don't jump ahead.
Yeah, because the next question deals with that.
One person that I can talk to.
Mm-hmm. Can't be significant other. It's got to be somebody we would
know. Right. To be perfectly honest, I would like to talk to somebody I could talk to forever. Wow. That would have to be somebody with a spiritual connection.
Mm.
Couldn't just be, you know, we talking about, yeah, you know, your booty is looking.
Forever and ever.
Ever and ever. I'm sure you get tired of hearing that. You told me my booty looked good yesterday and the day before that. Yeah, well, baby, I'm just trying to keep the conversation pleasant and positive.
But you probably wouldn't talk about Gandhi's booty.
The woman who I could hold a conversation with indefinitely.
It doesn't have to be a woman.
If it wasn't a woman, it would be weird having a conversation for a long time with guys. I would feel strange after about 15 minutes. Why am I still looking at your face?
We'll come back to that.
That's a good one.
Somebody to sexually satisfy you. Dead or alive, they'll be alive and in their prime.
Wow.
He's smiling.
Now he's happy.
That would have to be a porn star, a real porn star.
Yep.
There you go. I need a name.
Who's a top porn star?
Don't act like you don't know.
I do know. I know several of them. In real life. How about... What's the one that did Nail and Palin? What's the name again?
The chick from Nail and Palin. They did this.
I remember
Sarah Palin,
her in real life.
Was up against the wall.
I seen her in real life and actually belted out, "Hey, that's Nail and Palin!" in the lobby of a hotel. And before I caught myself, I was like, "Yo, what are you doing, man?"
All right, we'll go with Nail and Palin.
All right, so let's go back to conversation. Who do you want to talk to?
Conversation. Who do I like to talk to? Probably Maya Angelou, man. She was a very spiritually grounded and intelligent woman. And I never got tired of listening to anything she was talking about. So I'll probably pick her.
That'd be good.
Yeah. We have Charlie Murphy in the room. He's got some stand-up going on, and I'll get to those in a minute.
He just mixed Nail and Palin with Maya Angelou.
Oh, Lord. I wonder why the cage bird sings.
That's funny.
Well, Sarah, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, I wish I was stumping for Trump, but he doesn't want me around, so I'm back in Wasilla.
Hilarious.
Sarah, you ever considered doing porn?
I'm sorry, what? You know, I consider doing a lot of things, and they all involve drilling. The old Alaskan pipeline. Yo, you bitch, I gotta go.
All right, see you, sir.